Hey everyone, it's that day of the week again, Monday. We all know what that means. It means it's Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. This week, we have way more questions than I thought we would. We're sitting well over 100, so let's start chopping away at this. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, did you have a happy childhood growing up? Yes. I think I had a really unhappy teenage years, but childhood, super happy, super duper happy. I loved it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, when you were in middle school and high school, what was the latest time you stayed up? And when you were on spring break or weekends, how late did you stay up? So, in middle school, I don't think I stayed up that late. I think, like, midnight was, like, pushing it. And then high school, like, 1 or 2 was kind of like, oh, wow, I'm really staying up late. Nowadays, I go to sleep at, like, 4 in the morning. So, progress. Let's see. Marie asks, hey, Kay, I hope you're having a wonderful day. My question is, what mic do you use to record your audios? I think I've asked you this before, sorry for that, but I was wondering what mic would be good and what you'd recommend for the price and the audio quality. So, right now I have two microphones, the one I do all my streams on, and I call it my lazy mic, is my Blue Yeti. It is super useful, it is pretty good for the price. I like it because I can hold it in my hands. In like a way that I can't with other mics. Like it's like a ball and I can like cup it and it's really nice. I have another mic that's like a standing mic. And I don't know if I love it yet. It's my new mic. I've had this Blue Yeti for years, like 5 years. This thing's been my like workhorse. I love it so much. But the other mic, I don't remember. I've had it for like about a year now. And I'm like doing maybe like 60-70% of the audios on it. I mean, it's good. It's not bad. I don't know. I think I'm just the kind of person that once I have something that works and I really like it, that I don't want to change it ever, because why would I ever change it? I'm so happy with this thing. It does its job good. So like, it's hard. But yeah, I don't know. Blue Yeti is really good. I think it's for the price point. I think it's a pretty good microphone. But yeah, it depends on what you're recording. Depending on what you're recording, it depends on the microphone. But for my money, I think the Blue Yeti was a good buy. So, next question. Anonymous says, please share us your older YouTube account. I promise there will be people who won't make fun of you over it. Or if you feel uncomfortable about the audio, I mean, if that's the case for you at all. So it's not audios on the old YouTube account, it's like a gaming channel, I guess, embarrassingly enough. I don't know, maybe I won't probably, I think that might be the baby girl audio for this month, maybe, is me pulling a video off of the old channel. And then redoing the voice for it, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. But I don't know if it'll ever get shared, like, really publicly. It might get, like, shared in, like, private, smaller circles. But I don't know if it'll be, like, publicly shared. I'm not entirely sure yet. I have to decide. But, yeah, it's embarrassing because I was really young when I did that. Anyway, I might do it just for the joy of having my younger voice somewhere, but we'll see. Anonymous says, obviously you don't want to answer this, but do you currently have a significant other? I do have a significant other. That I do. Let's just see. Anonymous says, if you had kids and they wanted to sleep in the same bed as you, or maybe with a wife or a girlfriend, whatever really, like if your son or daughter wanted to sleep in the same bed every night or every other night, or at least for a while, could you do that? Or if one of them had nightmares and they wanted to sleep in the same bed as you? If your answer is yes, you wouldn't get old of it after a while. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I slept in my parents' bed, when I had nightmares and stuff. Like, I think your kid should be allowed to sleep in your bed if they're afraid. So, like, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Yeah, of course I would. I don't think I would stop my child from sleeping in the bed. Yeah. Let's see. Howdy, says Anonymous. You probably answered this before, but how did you get into audios? I have answered it, but I'll answer it again. How did I get into audios? I stumbled upon Gone Wild Audios. I don't know how many years ago now. It feels like maybe like must be at least 9 years. I'm not sure. It's been a while. And I listened to a bunch of those audios and they were really good. But I wanted to make stuff. I wanted to contribute to the community. So I just started posting things. I think the things I enjoyed the most were the cuddly, reassuring stuff. So when I found Pillow Talk Audio, that was kind of like the place. And then as time went on, I just kept making audios, with sporadic breaks in between. But yeah, it's just kind of something I stumbled onto. I really enjoyed doing it. It was fun. It was fun making stuff and making content. I'm saying that like I'm not doing it anymore. No, it was fun and it continues to be fun making content and making audios. But yeah. I wish I had a better like summation of like how I got into it. I really just like I guess the short answer is I stumbled into it. But yeah. Anonymous asks, do you still like to pick up females or give females piggyback rides? Yes, I do. I love picking people up. It's so much fun. So much fun. So much fun. Anonymous says, have you ever been to church before? Yes. Yes, I've been to church so many times. So many times I've been to church. I think I've been to church. I mean, I guess if you run that against someone who's been to church like every week, it's not that many times. But for someone who doesn't actually go to church very often, I feel like I've been to church a lot. I think I've been to church like 20 times in my life. Which for me is like, that's a big number. But yeah, I've been to church for myself, I feel like quite a bit. Yeah. I think I've been to religious ceremonies of different denominations, well over 100, but specifically church, I think like I can say definitively like 20 times that I remember. Maybe more that I don't, but 20 that I do. Let's see. Would you do a labor audio anytime soon? I've been getting that question a lot. And where you yeah, what's that again? Oh, and one where you get your daughter's ears pierced for the first time. Oh, okay. That's a cute idea. I haven't done labor yet. I think I will do it at some point. I know people have been begging me for labor. And an ear piercing one, I haven't heard that request in a while, but that's an interesting one. If you're posting questions here, my recommendation is go over to the request line and put a request in there if you haven't already, because that's the best way to get requests to me. I usually pull from that request line pretty frequently, so. Let's see. I know you said, Anonymous asks, I know you said you want to do this for as long as possible, but what would make the final decision just to stop it all? Like, maybe beside if you got married or had kids, or I assume more anything that could make you be done with it. If your friends or family found out about it, or some stranger even found out about personal info about you, would that make you want to stop doing audios on YouTube, Patreon, Discord, Twitch streams, the merch, all of it? So I guess the long short of it is, what would make me stop doing this? Yeah, I guess if like I was doxxed, I think that would definitely get me to stop. That would probably be like me putting the. That would be like, well, yeah, that's it for me. But yeah, I think short of that, I think I'm going to try to continue doing this for the foreseeable future. Like, I don't think I have plans to stop. Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, Anonymous asks, did you ever find out who and why anyone hacked your accounts? Did they find out personal information about you? Just wondering. Thankfully, they did not, because all those accounts are were designed in a way that I didn't put anything personal on them, because I was like, God forbid something happens, and it did. Luckily, I was able to instantly realize that someone was had gotten in, and I was able to change a lot of passwords and delete accounts that I couldn't save, so I was lucky, in a sense. I was able to get ahead of it. But I guess it's a PSA. Change your passwords and like once a month, and also make sure your passwords are complicated. Don't have, I don't know. Don't have your password be like 1234. Not just, I was trying to think of a terrible password, but I couldn't think of one except for like 1234. Anyway, make good passwords and good decisions, please. Learn from my mistakes. Let's see. Anonymous, when you first meet someone, when you first meet someone as a friend, are you more shy? Could you ever date someone else who is shy too? I don't think I'm as shy as I used to be. I'm way more confident out in public, you know, than I was, I think. Like, this is like as short as like 2 years ago, I think I'm way more confident now. So I'll probably be a lot less shy than I normally would have been. I guess when I say shy, I'm just very reserved. I'm not like shy. I'm just like a man of few words. Yeah. All right. And then the last one is anonymous. If any of your male friends liked the way your girlfriend looked and Kat had a crush on her, would that be a big problem for you? No, I would. I mean, it's complimentary. Like, if anything, I wouldn't be like upset with them. Like, I get it. It's hard not to have a crush on her. Like, yeah, I don't think, I think being upset about that is kind of unfair. If he does something about it, I'd be like, come on, dude, you're my bro. Like, what happened? What happened to our broness? You betrayed bro code. But but short of that, I think I'd be like, yeah, you know, I get it. It's hard not to. It is really coming on out there. I don't know if you can hear it. It's pouring rain, which is probably a sign that this needs to wrap up. So I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had fun. As always, please ask more and more questions. The pile is large, but who said it can't grow larger? So with that, be my guest. And I will see you all next week, Monday. Bye, everyone.